Joining me now is DeKalb County Tigerette softball head coach, Danny Fish. Coach, tough loss to Upperman earlier this week, obviously. Tell me, what stuck out from that game to you? What did you see from your team in that game?
We didn't really quit playing. You know, we had a rough first inning there, and we just kept playing, kept hammering away. You know, we cut into the lead later on in the game. Of course, you know, there's a reason why Upperman's the regular season district champs and hasn't lost a game. And, we hung in there and kept playing hard and, you know, just couldn't get some things to go away, but we didn't stop playing, you know, and that was the good thing. You know, now it's now or never, and everybody's fighting for their last breath, and, you know, that played into our game yesterday. We continued to play through some things, and but, you know, we kept playing hard, and that's a good sign.
Staying on that Upperman game, obviously you mentioned the tough start in the first inning, but you say your team kept, you know, hammering away. You stayed in it the whole way, it felt like. Pitching wise, what did you like most from what you got from the circle on Monday after that 6-run first inning?
Well, I mean, you know, with a freshman pitching her first, you know, district tournament game, basically, you know, that, you know, wasn't at home. We played the first round against Livingston at home, so it's a little bit different, you know, and you know, she struggled a little bit that night, but, you know, she didn't give up and didn't give in and kept trying to battle. And, you know, it come to a time in that game where, you know, I probably could have pulled her. But I felt like, you know, for future sake, you know, she needed to kind of go through that. She could kind of start out slow and then regain her composure. And she did in ways. And, you know, we pulled it, I think, in the sixth, bottom of the sixth, and, you know, Cripps came in. But, you know, we talked to Brianna Murphy over there about that. She's going to be a good pitcher in our league, and she's done a good job for us this year. She just had some of those freshman nerves, and, you know, when, you know, hopefully she'll learn from that experience and, you know, be better in the future.
Obviously, that's been a theme with this entire team this year, is how young this team is. You mentioned how many sophomores you have playing that didn't get to play last year. How important is this experience in the district tournament, especially being, again, on the road at Watertown? How important is all this experience for your younger players?
Oh, it's a great experience for them. I mean, you can play as many, you know, summer ball tournaments as you want to, but, you know, they don't have the edge and the excitement and, you know, the win or go home factor that you have in, you know, district play, high school district play, regional play. I'm looking forward to seeing how these kids go over the next couple of years. You know, we've been up at times, been down at times, and then sometimes just kind of been even keel. But I think the kids are, you know, kind of continuing to learn and continuing to soak up information and, you know, continuing to get better. Even sometimes when you don't see it, they're still getting better in some different ways, and I just like to see where they're at here in a couple of years. But, you know, there's no better time than the present to step up and show people how well you can play, and, you know, we're going to need that today. So,
you mentioned it, do or die time. How much have you emphasized to your team that, you know, obviously records matter for the simple sake of seeding and figuring out who's, you know, qualified as the home team or the road team and what have you? How much have you emphasized, though, that the records matter much less so? What happens in the regular season matters much less so now. Now it's more about playing better than the other team on that given day.
Yeah, I mean, the whole year, we talk about the whole season being basically a preseason, you know, an opportunity to learn, you know, throughout 30 games. You know, the postseason, what really matters, I mean, focusing on pitch by pitch and day by day. And, you know, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, you know, and I've been around long enough to know you can win it in a bunch of different ways. You can lose it in a bunch of different ways, but you got to be ready on that day, you know, and hopefully our kids, you know, are learning that. Hopefully they're able to deal with the emotions of that. Hopefully they'll come out and, you know, be ready to go today.
Speaking of your game today, what do you think has to happen for this team to still be playing come Thursday?
We got to score more runs than the other team. You know, I mean, we got to, you know, we got to do it all. I mean, at this point in the year, you got three, you know, concepts basically for the team. You got to hit it, and you got to catch it, and you got to pitch it, and you got to do all three well, because at this point in the year, the teams that you're running up against, they're doing those well. That's the reason why they're still playing. You know, today we just hope that that we're able to do that a little bit better than our opponents and able to move on. And but like you said, we got a tough day. You know, we'll be playing the host school, Watertown, at 5, and then, you know, if we're able to get past them, we'll be getting a loser between Upperman and Macon, which won't be no easy task. You know, both those teams in the top 10 in Double A, and our district's been, you know, pretty solid at the top this year. And you know, we got our work cut out for us, but you know, we've been here before and we've done that before, just not done that with this group. And hopefully today is one of those days when they learn how to do that, and they're going to learn either way. So we just got to play well, and you know, whatever happens, happens.